Jeez. I wish my parents would get off my back about getting a job. I just got out of college. Can't a guy have a little fun? Hell, if I really need money, I can do what I did back at school. Find some horny older woman and fuck her brains out for some quick cash. In fact, I think I see one now. My neighbor from down the street. Word is her husband hasn't fucked her in months, and she's desperate to get laid. And it looks like the poor thing needs some help taking in the groceries. Well, I should go over there and give her a hand. After all, it's the neighborly thing to do.
Gosh damn it! Why did I buy so much? How the hell am I gonna get all of these groceries into the house by myself? Ugh! It's bad enough my husband doesn't fuck me anymore. He could at least be here to take in the groceries. These are so heavy.
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Excuse me, who are you?
You don't recognize me?
Should I? Oh, it's you.
Oh, good. So you do recognize me? I guess it has been a while.
Is that neighbor boy from down the street? I didn't recognize him since he's been away at college for so long. My. He's grown into quite the sexy young man, hasn't he? Look at all those muscles. I bet a young stud like that could fuck any woman he wanted. Hell, if I was married, I would gladly let him.
You need some help there, ma'am?
What was that?
I could help take in your groceries.
Oh, right, the groceries. I would be so grateful if you could give me a hand with them. It isn't too much trouble, is it?
Oh, it's no trouble at all, ma'am. I'd be glad to help with whatever you desire. Let me just pick these up. All right. Shall we go inside?
Oh, look at how strong you are. So many muscles. So fit and sorry, let's go inside, shall we?
Well, looks like that's the last of the groceries.
Thank you so much for all of your help. It would have taken me ages to put all these groceries away.
It was no problem at all. I guess I should be going.
You're leaving so soon?
Unless there is a reason you'd like me to stay.
Well, what I meant is, why not stay and have some milk and cookies?
Milk and cookies?
Yes, as a thank you for helping me take in the groceries.
I see. In that case, I would love to have some of your milk and cookies.
Great. You could just sit right there and I'll get everything ready.
Okay, ma'am. I'll sit right here. This MILF is hornier than I thought. She hasn't taken her eyes off me since I got here. She's practically begging me to fuck her brains out. She's so desperate. I bet if I play my cards right, I can get way more out of this than an afternoon quickie.
Here you go. A plate of homemade chocolate chip cookies and a tall glass of milk. I hope you like it.
Thank you, ma'am. These cookies look delicious.
Oh god, just look at him. So big and muscular. I bet he could just pick me up and fuck me against the wall without breaking a sweat. And look at that huge bulge in his pants. A cock like that would just split me in two. If only my husband's cock could get that big and hard.
What was that?
I didn't say anything.
I thought I heard you muttering something. About my cock.
What? No, I wasn't talking about your... You know what? Why don't you just forget whatever you thought you heard, okay?
Ma'am, what's the real reason you invited me to stay?
Why did I invite you to stay? To thank you for taking in my groceries, of course.
I think it's about more than just the groceries.
Why else would I invite you to stay?
I think you want to fuck me.
You think I want to fuck you? That's insane! I'm a happily married woman.
You can deny it all you like, but I know a horny, repressed MILF when I see one. Just admit it.
You want me to admit it? I think I have some cake left over from the church bake sale?
Don't walk away from me.
Let me go check the fridge.
No, I don't want a slice of cake. In fact, I think I see something I'd like a whole lot more than a slice of cake. A nice slice of your pie.
What are you doing? Hey!
What do you mean, what am I doing? Don't play dumb with me. I know why you really invited me inside.
All I did was invite you to stay for some milk and cookies, that's it.
You haven't been able to take your eyes off me since I walked in.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me go!
You've been staring down at my cock since we started talking.
No, I wasn't staring at your cock.
Yes, you were. I bet you want to know how big it is, how hard it is, and how it would feel to get fucked by it.
No, I don't want to know what it would feel like to get fucked by... Oh my god. You're rubbing it against my ass. It feels so big. How the fuck does a cock get that big? Oh god, he's fondling my breasts. He's squeezing my nipples between his fingers. And it feels so fucking good. It's been so long since anyone ever touched me like this. To think this young man would want a fucking old woman like me. It feels so, so... No, please, please, just stop. I don't want this. You need to leave.
Really? Are you sure you don't want this? Are you sure you don't want my hard, throbbing cock deep inside of you?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, please, let me go.
Well, why don't I just check for myself and see?
No, you don't have to check for yourself.
Let me just pull down your panties.
Please, don't pull my panties.
Yeah.
No.
And shove my hand between your...
No, don't put your hand there. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I feel so good. I haven't been touched there in months.
Wow. You are absolutely soaking wet. It looks like you're enjoying this, you horny slut.
No, you're wrong. How can I enjoy being manhandled by someone half my age? I was just surprised. That's all.
You still want to deny it?
I need you to leave right fucking now.
It seems to me that what you need is a nice, hard dicking.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. No. No, don't rub that. Don't rub that. Oh. Yeah. Don't rub that raging hard cock against the entrance of my warm, wet pussy.
Oh, yeah. You can beg all you want. But I know what you really want. Oh, yeah.
You shoved it all the way inside of me. You shoved it in so deep. Ah.
That's right. Not so high and mighty now, are you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel so good. I can't think straight.
That's right. Moan for me. Throw your head back as I pull your hair. I want you to arch your back as I shove my cock hard and deep into your wet pussy.
Oh, God. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it when a man pulls on my hair.
Tell me you want this. Tell me you want me to keep fucking you. Give in to me, you horny bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I give in. I want this. Oh, fuck. Need this. Oh, yeah. My husband hasn't touched me in ages, you know. Oh, fuck.
That's right. Give in to my cock. Your husband doesn't deserve a hot slut like you. You need to be with a real man. Like me.
Not like that. I'm not a slut.
Really? You say you aren't a slut?
Yeah.
No. If you aren't a slut, then what are you doing moaning while your pussy is wrapped around another man's dick? Huh? You don't want to answer? Well, maybe I don't want to fuck you anymore.
Yeah.
Let me just pull my cock out.
Don't pull your cock out.
Oh, you don't want me to pull my cock out of you? Then tell me, are you a slut?
Yes. 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 This is true. I'm a slut. Oh.
And whose slut are you?
I'm your slut. Yeah, yeah.
Louder.
I'm your slut.
Louder.
I'm your fucking slut.
Scream it so loud the whole fucking neighborhood will hear.
Yeah, yeah, I'm your fucking slut. This horny college kid owns my fucking cunt.
That's right. Come for me, you fucking slut. Don't faint on me yet. We aren't done.
What do you mean we aren't done?
What do I mean? I mean, it's my turn to come now. And I plan to do it balls deep in your pussy.
No. You can't come inside of me. Please, please, I'm begging. I'm not on birth control. It's my fertile time of the month! No! Please, my husband hasn't touched me in months. Please. He's going to know it isn't his. Please, he's going to know it. He's going to know it.
Oh, you're afraid I'm going to get you pregnant? But that's the point.
What do you mean that's the point?
I'm going to knock your ass up with my baby. And then you're going to divorce your pathetic cuck of a husband and become my woman.
No! You can't get me pregnant! There's no way in hell I'm gonna divorce my husband and become your woman.
No? You don't like that idea? Well, why not?
No. My husband is good to me. He provides for me.
Oh, please. What can your husband give you that I can't?
What does he give me? Lots of things. Like, he gave me my wedding ring.
Your wedding ring?
See this? Yeah, it's 24-karat gold. Look at this diamond. I bet you can't afford to buy me anything this good.
It does look expensive. Your husband must be a very rich man. Let me see that ring.
Wait.
Give it.
Don't pull it off my finger.
Yeah. It looks like your husband must have spent a lot on this.
Okay, you've seen it. Now give it back.
But let me ask you something.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, can your husband make you come as hard as I can?
My husband can't make me come as hard as you can. Oh.
And if you had to choose between this house, all your husband's money, and that fancy car you drive, or my cock, which would you choose?
The cock. If I had to choose between all of my husband's money, his big house, the fancy car, everything, all your cock, that would be, there'd be no question. I would happily choose this huge, fucking cock of yours.
Yeah. That's right. Look at this ring. Let me lay it on the table right in front of you. Compared to my cock, what is this ring worth to you?
What is this ring worth to me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's right. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Spit on it.
You want me to spit on the ring?
That's right. Spit on that worthless, meaningless piece of rock and metal.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is just a worthless piece of rock and metal. It's as meaningless as my wedding vows. Why didn't I see it before?
That's it, slut. You're finally beginning to understand your place. I'm gonna come inside you now. Do you want that?
Yes. Yes, just do it. Come inside me. Do what my limp dick, soon-to-be ex-husband, couldn't do, and impregnate me.
I knew you would submit to me. The moment I saw you, I knew you were nothing but a horny slut, born to take my seed.
Yes, yes, I was born to have your babies. Yeah, come inside me. Get me pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna come deep inside you, you horny fucking slut. Take it. Take my seed. Yes. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking breed you, you horny fucking slut. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm coming again.
Yeah. Get up. I want you to pack your things.
You want me to pack?
That's right. You're leaving tonight. You'll serve your husband divorce papers in the morning. Do you understand?
You want me to leave tonight? and serve my husband's divorce papers in the morning? Yes, sir. Of course I'll do it.
Very good. Once you take half of your husband's money in the divorce, you will give it all to me. A slut like you needs a man like me to decide what's best for her.
Yes, sir. I'll gladly give every penny I get in the divorce to you. You're right. A slut like me needs a man like you to decide what's best for her. What should I do with my wedding ring? Should I leave it there on the table, cut in my spit?
Oh, don't leave your wedding ring behind. It may be worthless to you, but it should be worth something at the pawn shop.
You want to sell my wedding ring at the pawn shop?
That's right. And we'll use the money from selling the ring to get you a tattoo.
You want me to get a tattoo?
Right above your pussy. Marking you as my property for the rest of your life.
To mark me as your property for the rest of my life? Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do anything as long as you keep fucking me with that huge cock of yours.
Good slut. Now go and pack.
Yes, sir. I'll go pack.
That was almost too easy. To think, this morning, that woman was just a simple, naive housewife. Now, she's nothing but a slut. My slut. And I'm going to enjoy using her for the rest of her life. This is going to be fun.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Soon, I'll leave my husband, and I'll leave his home for the last time. I can actually feel my old life fading away. I'm no longer a sweet and innocent housewife. From now on, I'm a slut, a whore, a sex slave to a man half my age. And I couldn't be happier.